Lincoln responded with words that saved his career, but that haunt his reputation.
He said, and I'm quoting him, that he did not believe that black people should have the right to vote. He did not believe that blacks should have the right to sit on juries. He didn't believe that black people should have the right to hold public office. He believed that there's a physical difference between the white race and the black race that will forever make it impossible for them to live together on a plane of equality.
Lincoln is saying things about race and the inferiority of blacks that we don't want him to say. Now, of course, it's just crucial to contextualize those statements. I mean, he's being goaded into them by Stephen Douglas, who's a shrewd, savvy political veteran who knows that his strongest attack is to link Lincoln's anti-slavery to some notion of racial equality. He's saying that Lincoln is in favor of racial equality, and Lincoln obliges. He does that. He does it, I think, for political reasons. And it doesn't look good to us today, but that's the nature of mid-19th century politics.